celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Many people think when they get an animal that it won't be that expensive. Maybe a few thousand dollars total through their entire lifetime. And we have a brand new survey. This hour, we'll release all that information for you. It'll tell you how much it costs for a dog and a cat and a goldfish, rabbits, hamsters, guinea pigs, tortoises, lizards, birds, chickens. If you have any one of these animals or you're thinking of getting one of these animals, we'll tell you how much it will cost for their lifetime.
And I bet the dog's the most expensive. That's my guess.
That would be incorrect.
Incorrect. The dog's not the most expensive out of all those animals.
I'm not going to give it away now. I don't want to give it away. It's coming up this hour. And if you want to learn how much your animal is going to cost and do work with our interactive calculator, we have it over at our Facebook page. Because some of us spend more on our animals than others.
Right.
You know,
this is average.
Some of us, you know, we do the Friskies diets for our cats.
I know you don't do that. I know you don't.
It's interesting because they show the average on cats. They say that the amount that you would spend a month is $35 on food for a month. Average. On a cat. And hell, I do that in a week.
Yeah. I think most people do spend more money on food than for a lot of other items. But there's still like the toys, the bedding, the activities, if your dog's in different activities.
And vet care.
Yeah, you don't even need to worry about vet care, do you, Doc?
See, but I think a lot of these studies are very surprising because people assume it's all about the people spend money on the vet care. And it isn't always that. It's actually the bigger costs go towards all these other things.
Well, you will be surprised to find out what the most expensive animal is, I guarantee. And that's coming up this hour. Also, along with Rick O'Berry. Who is Rick O'Berry, you say? He was the trainer of Flipper. You remember the show during, the 70s, I guess?
Flipper.
Was it late 60s, early 70s?
Flipper. Yeah, late 60s, I think.
It was black and white, I think, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was 60s.
Yeah. And apparently, this trainer, who has made millions through training these animals and could have had a spectacular career at SeaWorld, has turned the opposite way and is anti-training, anti-captivity, and I want to find out why. I think I know why, but I want to find out
why. What made him change his tune?
That's coming up this hour right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on?
Oh, gosh. I've got so much stuff today, but this, I think, is pretty funny. There's a big survey of what would you do if the house were on fire? Would you grab your dog or would you grab your grandmother's quilt? You know, that. And then they pitted dog owners against cat owners. So we're going to find out the bottom line here. Is it a dog owner or a cat owner that is more likely to choose their pet over their significant other? There's a whole lot of fun things, but that's kind of the cherry on top.
I got to tell you, I would do almost anything for my cat. I would. Including probably losing a limb.
Yeah, I would do the same for my dog.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, you'll see if other people feel the same, because they put some way out questions on this survey, but it's interesting.
Okay, that's on the way in just a couple of minutes, but first your calls with Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And let's go to Julie. Hey, Julie, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Nice to hear you there.
Yeah, so where are you? Where do you live?
I live near the Reading in the WEU area.
Oh, Reading, Pennsylvania. Well, thank you so much.
So, yes.
What's going on?
Okay. I always get concerned when I hear people talk about cloning an animal that they love very much.
Sure.
Or getting one that looks just like the one they love very much. And I think it's not fair to the new animal.
Tell us why.
Well, every animal I've had, and I've had a lot, they all have different traits and different characteristics, and they relate to you differently, and their sweet little ways are different and everything. And I'm afraid that if people are expecting this animal to suddenly be just like the other one because it looks like it, that they're going to be feeling disappointment, which in turn is going to be felt by the animal. And I just I think it's a slippery slope.
I feel a lot of the same sentiments that you do in one way, and that is that I often see my clients that will have a white fluffy Bichon, and then the next one is the next one, and then they get a third one. And through the years, over the decades, you know, they're named the same name. They look the same. They're the same sex. So for me, I have a hard time understanding that I never would want to replace my one pet with one that looks like it, expecting it to be the same. Because I think that, you know, people wouldn't do that with their kids, expecting every child to act the same. But I think people, and the way I rationalize this, some people really find an affinity for a breed, or a male or a female, and they know what they like. And the naming, I don't quite get that. But why they keep going back to the same name, I don't understand. But I can definitely understand why some people are compelled to clone, because they know what type they like or what characteristics they like. And
But as long as they're not expecting that animal to be the same in the behavior.
Yeah. And that's a great point, is that, you know, cloning is basically the same as like having twins or triplets. They have the same genetic makeup. It doesn't make them the same person or the same animal. So they're going to react as an individual. And that's a combination of environment and genetics and exposure with time. So yeah, you're right. You know, it isn't fair if someone says, I want this dog because I want it to act like the last dog I had. But if you like a dog that stays really adept in agility, and it's a, you know, mixed breed dog, you're never going to recreate it. I can understand the goal and the interest in trying to recreate something that is never going to happen again in nature.
But as long as they understand that.
Yeah. And do you get the feeling that, you know, that's not the direction that cloning is presented as, you know, to the people?
I think it depends on the person. Can they make that adjustment to, it looks like my friend, but this is a totally new, unique animal, and we're going to learn all about this one.
Yeah. You know, and I agree with you. I've loved every critter I've had, and the joy for me has been discovering each animal along the way and what makes them tick. I don't want to relive the same animal over life. My lifespan, because I think I'd probably want to cut out certain parts of those accidents or mishaps along the way. But I find that a lot of fun about getting a new pet and just finding out the adventure together.
Just so they're not making the animal feel like they're disappointed in them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you can't have expectations, is what you're saying. You can't have the same expectations of the animal as you had the other one. It's like human identical twins. You wouldn't treat them as they're individuals, and they probably have different tastes and different desires, right?
Right. Absolutely.
But it's just the animal can sense if you're feeling negative.
Yes.
And absolutely.
I just hope people give that a good thought. Can they make that adjustment?
Yeah. So, Julie, I take it you would never clone a pet?
Oh, no. No. And like on dogs, I would never get anything that looked, I adopt, anything that resembled ones I've had. And unfortunately with feral cats, I mean, I've been rescuing ferals for like 35 years, and it's whatever crosses my path. So I don't really have a choice there. But I've found, like right now, I have three that two of them strongly resemble pets I had 20 years ago, and one behavior-wise, doesn't look like it, but behavior-wise has so many traits of another one. And I find every so often I will call them the wrong name. I catch myself as soon as I do it, but what in my subconscious is making me call the first one's name?
Something's there, some common similarity in their behavior or their appearance, yeah.
But I don't expect them to act like it. The one that does, that's just purely accident. But I don't expect that.
And I think it'll be interesting to see, because I think cloning, you know, until we hear more and more pet owners that actually have gone through it, and you know, we can hear how their experiences are, I think, you know, we are kind of speculating. We know that they're different individuals, and you would expect they're not going to be identical in behavior. Maybe some of their tendencies might be similar, but I think it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Well, do you think they might do that with show dogs that are really good if they want them to physically be the same?
You know, I don't know, but from what I understand, the AKC at this point does not accept cloned pets.
Oh, good.
Into their mix. But I think they have to really look at it and see how it's going to affect if they're going to do this or not.
Is that because animals that have congenital problems, if they're cloned, the clone can also have those congenital problems?
Well, you mean any animal with any genetics, if you either they reproduce naturally or cloning, yes, we're passing on that potential. I don't know if that's the stance on any, you know, AKC or whatever, but so yeah, there's that same potential, just as, you know, if you bred two dogs that had hip dysplasia, yeah, they could have, the offspring could have hip dysplasia.
Julie, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
And thank you so much for listening. Call anytime you want. We appreciate hearing from all of you. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405, or from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Alan Cable with Real Dogs doing amazing things. This one only weighs 10 pounds.
Me and my little sister were making mud pies, and I hear a hiss and a rattle, and I look down, and there's a snake.
These two kids were inches away from a venomous rattlesnake.
He was already, like, curled up.
He was coiled and ready to strike, and he tried to, but his bite missed its mark.
Tycho, he got in front of me, and the snake bit him.
This little 10-pound dog took a rattlesnake bite in his right eye.
I mean, he saved her life.
This family is so thankful. Well, all they can do now is wait for the swelling to go down to see if the dog's eye will be okay. Another amazing story out of Baltimore when police were called about a vicious pit bull. Folks said he was terrorizing the neighborhood. The officer who responded is a dog lover, and he followed the pit bull into an alley. All the dog wanted to do was lick him. The officer got into the back of the patrol car with the dog, and they drove him to the shelter, but when they got there, he couldn't turn the dog in. He brought the dog home to his other two dogs, and they all seemed to be getting along just fine.
This is Animal Radio.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5151 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5151.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code RADIO51 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code RADIO51. That's Radio 5-1.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale today.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irby's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.